On October 13th, Will Gay, the Sublette County EMS supervisor, heard a call on his radio to respond to a rollover in Bargerville. As he headed towards the scene, he did not know at that time that the rollover involved his own son, Nick Gay, and Nick's friend, Clay Jones, both 12 years old. The rollover involved the Polaris Ranger, which is like a four-wheeler but with six wheels. The vehicle was equipped with seat belts, and Nick was wearing his seat belt, but Clay was not. This week, Will Gay held a news media meeting to discuss what happened, to update us on the condition of the two boys, and to discuss the importance of seatbelt usage. I asked Will how he first learned that he was responding to an accident involving his own son.
I was actually in town with one of my other kids when the ambulance page went off, and we already had an ambulance out, so I was kind of hovering in town, you know, in case something happened to help out on the ambulance, and came out as, you know, a single vehicle rollover in Bargerville, so I actually just started heading that way in my own vehicle, and my cell phone rang, and it came up with my brother-in-law's phone number on caller ID. And I figured he was just calling me to, you know, tell me, yeah, there's an accident on the road and what was going on. And when I finally got a hold of him, he said, Nick and Clay rolled the Ranger. He says, Nick's at my house. He's hurt, but you need to get to Clay first. So when I got there, two other EMTs that were out in Bargerville were on scene first before myself or the deputy got there.
Nick Gay, who was wearing his seatbelt, walked away from the scene with a broken hand. Clay Jones, who was not wearing his seatbelt, suffered a broken arm, broken leg, five broken ribs, a broken shoulder blade, injured vertebrae, and bruised lungs. I asked Will Gay what happened next.
Well, once we got to Clay and saw his condition, we actually ordered the helicopter immediately from the scene, made contact with Dr. Quirk, was on call that day, called him on the phone, told him what we had, that we had requested the helicopter, and the decision was made we would transport him to the clinic first, and that's where we would meet the helicopter because of the time difference. So he was brought to our clinic here, stabilized by Dr. Quirk and the crew at the clinic, and then the helicopter came in and flew him to Idaho Falls. He was in Idaho Falls Saturday night, and then Sunday morning they determined that he was stabilized enough that he needed to get to Primary Children's. So they brought a plane up to Idaho Falls from Utah and flew him back down there.
After some time of not knowing if Clay was going to make it or not, the good news is that Clay returned home this week. The parents of both boys want to use this incident to remind people of the importance of wearing seatbelts. Will Gay has worked as an EMT for 20 years, and he reported that during those 20 years he has only seen one fatality where the person was wearing his seatbelt. Will has seen a significant number of fatalities where the person was not wearing his seatbelt. Will explained that what normally happens is the person not wearing a seatbelt is ejected from the vehicle, and then the vehicle rolls on top of the victim. Nick Gay offers this important advice to save lives.
Wear your seatbelt.
We encourage you to check www.pinedaleonline.com or both of the Sublette County newspapers for additional information on this incident and on seatbelt usage. Reporting from KPIN Radio in Pinedale, this is Bob Rule.